Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It is 4:37. It's 720 WGN. My name is Eric Rung, filling in for Steve Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News. And this next segment here, first of all, write the phone number down. Call us. Get every coronavirus, every COVID-19 question, every vaccine question you got. Shoot them to us. The number here is 312-981-7200. Once again, 312-981-7200. You can also text us your questions as well. We're sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Want to bring in Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Adams, thanks so much for joining us here on Chicago's Afternoon News once again.
Glad to be here.
So a lot of news coming out here about vaccine, especially here. Of course, we got news that Moderna now is going to be trying to test vaccines out on children as young as 6 months old. We're talking about 6,700. Now, is this between Canada and the U.S., or is that 6,700 in both countries?
Well, I think that's total in their database. And I think it's a good thing to get the data and do it rigorously.
How long before, I mean, it's great that we have the vaccines out here, for adults, and they're pumping them out. And it seems like we're getting to that point. Hopefully the president is correct here by May 1st that everyone will at least be eligible to get one. Children, obviously so much different here. When can we start expecting some of the results of the testing that's going on and start seeing some vaccines in children's arms?
You know, it's hard to predict because it depends on the amount of circulating virus. They're going to give the vaccines to children and then monitor to see who get the infection. So it'll take months. It'll take a long time to get enough data to see if there's effectiveness.
Now, Moderna is not the only pharmaceutical that's doing this, right? The Pfizer, I believe, is starting to look at it as well, right?
I think all the vaccine manufacturers have that same question before them. They're obviously very busy getting enough vaccine for the adults, but all of them will be interested in testing in children.
And then we have what's happening over in Europe now, especially in EU countries with AstraZeneca, that vaccine. Now, they haven't necessarily stopped it per se, but they're doing what's being called a pause. Right. So what's the difference here of the reasoning? Well, the reason why is because there were some blood clots that have been deadly that have been found. But can you break that down for us?
Yeah. So it's blood clots are common. I work in the emergency department. We see people with blood clots in their legs or in their lungs every day. So it's very common. And whether the shots are causing the blood clots or whether it's just a coincidence is impossible to discern. But because it's been publicized and because there's been cases out there, they're slowing everything down. They're going to monitor very, very carefully to really pin this down. They don't want any fears, and that's understandable. At the same time, people really do want access to the vaccine.
And sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. We're speaking with Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine. Isn't this also giving, though, anti-vaxxers a little, something that they can run with here?
I have to tell you, the speed of this has been not only very, very safe, but every rigorous safety protocol has been followed. The only thing removed was the bureaucracy. Even so, you're right. There's a lot of things that anti-vaxxers can grab onto and twist to create fear. I'm honestly surprised more of it hasn't happened. And even the people who have been most reluctant, seeing the millions and millions of doses that have been administered and the incredible safety profile, even more people are getting convinced that it's a good thing. So I'm surprised it wasn't worse or isn't going to get worse. And the evidence so far is all good.
And if I read this correctly, the amount of blood clots that doctors are seeing after the vaccine in the EU is roughly about the same number that they see anyway. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, the best data that, people can find is that there's no significant difference, but collecting the data with some rigor is important to, generate confidence. So there's no real reason for people to be afraid of the vaccine. However, really, people want to remove doubt.
Absolutely. Dr. Jim Adams is who we're speaking with, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine. Again, if you have questions, anything medical related, coronavirus, COVID-19 vaccine, anything that's on your mind, give us a call, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can also text us your question as well, and we will make sure to get it to the doctor. One of the other things that, is coming out now is that Governor Pritzker is looking to gradually move into Phase 5. Now, we've seen a handful of states, Texas, Florida, they have pretty much done away with all restrictions. Moving forward, this cautiously is I would think, the way to go here, but other states have not seen these huge increases. So what's going on there?
Well, I think the governor has signaled wisely because he wants to talk about how we would get to Phase 5, which is a thoughtful way to proceed. What we don't want is to have the variants spread through a partially immunized population, in which case we could see another resurgence. So I do think that we have to maintain some cautions. We're not over the goal line yet, but it is okay to walk on the lakefront, walk outside, relax a little bit. But I still have my mask. I still wear it every time I'm indoors. I still keep distance from people. So I think that we can maintain the precautions. And when we do relax, it's going to be very thoughtfully and very carefully.
All right, we got to take a break, but get your questions in, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to have more with Dr. Adams right after we get a check of weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. It's 720 WGN. It's Chicago's afternoon news. My name is Eric Rung, filling in for Steve Bertrand. On the phone is Dr. Jim Adams, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. We have a text that came in, doctor, about rheumatoid arthritis in the vaccine, wondering if it's safe and what possible side effects could be the same or different than what other people are, seeing.
So it's safe. We've already given it to thousands of people with rheumatoid arthritis, and they've done well. And I think it's more important, especially if people are on immunosuppressive drugs. The only concern would be if a person is immunosuppressed and they don't mount as strong an immune response. So it's just important to get both doses and roughly on time. So I think no worries. I would definitely get it if I had rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, on the phone now we have Corey calling in from 847. He's got a question about testing negative and then getting the vaccine. Corey, I'll let you do it. Thanks so much for calling in here at 720 WGN. You're on with Dr. Adams.
Hey, Dr. Adams.
Hi.
So I have a question. I'll make it as brief as I can. I tested positive on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Got the vaccine on Wednesday, and then got tested positive for COVID on a Saturday.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, how long should I wait to get my second shot?
So when you were diagnosed positive with COVID after your first shot, did you have any symptoms?
No.
Okay. So if you were fully asymptomatic, what we do not like to give the shot to people who are feeling sick from COVID for sure. So anybody that got COVID has to completely recover before we want to give that second shot. But if you feel good and you're asymptomatic, you can get the shot on schedule. If you wanted to delay it, you could. No worry. But we recommend things on schedule as long as you're feeling perfect.
So April 7th, I'm scheduled for my next shot. If you're thinking that I feel good and I'm upright and okay, then I should go for it.
Yeah, if you haven't developed symptoms in a couple of weeks after that positive, and no fevers, take your temperature. But yeah, I'd get your shot.
Well, I have the symptoms now. I'm just, by April 7th, I assume I'm going to be over that.
Oh, well, make sure you're completely resolved or talk to your doctor, because there's no harm in delaying the shot, but we want your symptoms completely gone. You fully recovered. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Corey, thanks so much for the phone call. Next, we've got Julie from the 312. Julie, you're on with Dr. Adams.
Hi, Dr. Adams. I have a question. I had both my vaccines at Northwestern downtown, and I really had no side effects at all, and I wondered, do I have good immunity, if I felt really nothing except just a bare sore arm after the second shot? The first one wasn't bad at all.
Great question. That sore arm actually does count as a response, but interestingly, there's no people with no adverse side effects still can have an absolutely fabulous immune response. So do not worry if you did not have side effects.
Okay, and I also have a question. Northwestern did not give out cards, so how can I prove that I got both my vaccines?
It's in your record, and so if you need proof, call the doctor's office or the immunization clinic, because you can get that information should you ever need it. It's definitely in your record. We have to keep those records, and it's accessible.
But they don't have the cards available, apparently.
They can give them out if you need it, but what we're doing is just printing off forms if people ever need it. No problem, it's there.
All right, Julie, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. I have a text coming in now from 630. Mom is 88. She has AFib on a blood thinner. Is the vaccine okay?
It is okay. We've given it to people even much older than her and much sicker than her.
Okay, and one more quick one, 630. Can you tell me why people are wearing masks outside? Breathe the fresh air. It doesn't make much common sense, science sense.
Yeah, so two reasons. First, we have seen transmission where people stop and talk to each other for close face-to-face for a long time. So I had neighbors who were chatting on the sidewalk for an extended period and gave COVID to each other. So it can happen. And so it's just good habit and good discipline, number one. But number two, it reassures everybody else on the street. It is true that if you're walking alone or there's distance, there's no risk. But some people get nervous, too. I do tend to wear my mask if I'm getting close to people or passing them, but I can certainly understand if you're alone wanting to take it off.
All right, Dr. Adams, thanks so much for joining us. He's the Chief Medical Officer of Northwestern Medicine, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Thank you so much, Dr. Adams. Appreciate your time.
Bye.